Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Sunday, December 12th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Even with the re-election set for December 26, protesters are still in the streets of Ukraine. They're actually a huge mission field for HCJB World Radio trained workers. One worker named Pavel and his father sang folk songs as well as Christian songs, opening the door for outreach on the streets. HCJB's Mark Irwin says they're gearing up for Christian youth radio.
Their plan is target the young people and the children and present the gospel to them. And then to present programming to their parents that would say, now look, this is God's blueprint for raising children.
$50,000 are needed for startup costs. The deadline? February 2005. Next, 1.2 billion people around the world lack clean, safe drinking water. The problem is killing 30,000 people every day. Most of them are dying without Christ. Living Waters President Jerry Wiles says they're working in Africa, Central and South America, and Asia.
One of the things we're doing is working with church planting movements, where they're planting a church and drilling a well, and then the believers there will freely share their clean, safe drinking water with Muslims and Hindus and others, and really opens up the door for the gospel in ways that conventional strategies have not been effective.
And with Christmas approaching, believers are looking for ways to reach out. The Bible League is giving you a chance to purchase children's Bibles for kids in Southeast Asia, Latin America, China, Eastern Europe, and the former Soviet bloc nations. An investment of between $1.50 and $5 can make it happen. Gift cards are available online that let someone special know you're giving in their honor. Pray that many kids come to Christ as a result. Go to our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.